Gateway Buick GMC has the all-new, much-anticipated 2016 Buick Cascada convertible just in time for spring. The exclusive luxury of this vehicle has them flying off the showroom floor. Join our spring sales event. Snag your new convertible for as low as $35,000 or lease one for only $380 per month for 39 months. Buick Cascada is online at stlouisbuickgmc.com or in person off I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. GMC, we are professional. Grade.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and inside STL.com.
That's my theme song. Charlie, it is a sick beat. Oh, I like that. Are you doing the Ed Lover dance?
Ed Lover. How about Ed Lover?
Doug, what about Ed Lover?
Well, how about him? I knew he had some talent early, but I really didn't think he'd get to this level. Not Lover, I guess.
I think him and Dr. Dre are still doing a show on New York Radio.
Remember MTV Spring Break?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, people would get laid.
You had Eric Nice, yep. Grind.
Yep.
That's where they'd set up on Daytona Beach on a big stage.
And yep.
Yeah. Panama City sometimes.
Yep.
Most of those cities have decided they're not interested in spring breakers anymore.
Where do people go? It seems like they're like Cancun now.
Yeah, I think they do. A lot go to Dominican Republic.
Dominicano. Home of the light-hitting middle infielder.
A lot of those cities in Florida said, no, thank you.
Yeah, Panama.
Tired of you trashing our town.
We went to Destin last year, and you got the TV from Panama City, and there was all kinds of people against the spring break, and they were trying to bring legislation because you have so many fights. There were some really gruesome, you know, sexual assaults that went on, and
mm-hmm.
Just basically people coming from all over to trash the city, and a lot of people weren't even buying hotels.
Yeah.
They just drive down, park their car somewhere, and kind of party all week.
I did that kind of thing in college. Except back then it was Fort Lauderdale. I mean, it was wall-to-wall people. And the city of Fort Lauderdale just said, we're not going to do it anymore. And they just ran them all out. I was in a riot on the A1A there once in Fort Lauderdale, just standing watching.
No, was that the scene at the beginning of Scarface?
Well, there weren't bullets flying, but the police were shooting rubber bullets at people.
Wow,
and they had helicopters overhead dropping tear gas on people, and some of the gas was going into the hotel rooms, and people were staggering out of the rooms trying to catch their breath and everything.
Got Did you have brass knuckles on?
I didn't know. It wasn't anybody really doing anything to anyone else. It's just it was a drunken crowd. This was New Year's Eve. It was a drunken crowd, and somebody threw a chair or something through a pane of glass through a bar window or something.
Nice.
And I guess the police were ready for it, and they were not going to stand for any of it.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's Eve, did you have a special kiss with a woman you just met?
No.
Maybe
no.
For one night?
I was there with
Maybe for 1 hour?
No. No. I was there with back then, Fort Lauderdale was about 98 guys for every girl.
Ooh, perfect.
Yeah, it wasn't so perfect. No.
Is that why you went there?
That's not why we went there. It's why we were always disappointed when we get there.
You're like, your good spring ratio.
Your spring break stories, 314-880-0808. It's a fireside chat Friday.
Mm-hmm.
After so much of us, it's now time for you, the listener. It was about us and the guests for the last 6 weeks during the Stanley Cup playoffs. But now we pause and talk it over with the listeners and really find out what's on your minds this morning here on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM and inside STL.com. From the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Doug, we're presented by Ryan Kelly. He's our title sponsor.
Yeah.
And without Ryan Kelly, we wouldn't be able to take calls from Janie the Lesbian and calls from Timmy the Tickler,
mm-hmm.
and calls from Mike Lee. It's our Fireside Chat Friday. Load up the phone lines, 314-880-0808, and gather around the hearth, won't you?
Well, without Ryan Kelly, I wouldn't have my house either.
See?
Because I refinanced to him, and he saved me hundreds of dollars. This was back October a couple years ago. But I had a stupidly high rate, and now rates, some of the 15-year loans, Tim, are in the twos.
No.
30-year loans are in the threes. So if you have a rate that's not in the threes, you need to call Ryan Kelly, and you need to call him today to get yourself refinanced. That's only if you'd like to save a lot of money. Maybe you'd like to keep throwing it away and give it to the banks. Maybe that's your idea of a good time. Not for Ryan Kelly. Mm-mm. Not for him. He would like to refinance that high interest rate and get you down into a rate that's in the threes and save you big cash. Maybe you can move into a much nicer house with rates as low as they are. He was just named the number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest by the Scotsman's Guide. He's got that new office in Brentwood. You ought to give him a visit. He's at 40 and 170. Call Ryan and his team at 314-781-9700. 314-781-9700, or visit their website at thehomeloanexpert.com, Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Here on the program, it's a Fireside Chat Friday. We also welcome your emails the morning after at InsideSTL.com. $5 gift certificate to Dirty Dogs, Doug, the prize. But really, the point and the pride is the is the email of the day with Cucky the Dwarf. At this point, mathematically eliminated, but still you know he's going to perform. You know Matt Bulls at Hanks is going to be there. You know Misty Plops is going to be there. You know Steven Wildwood is going to try and hold on to this lead that he has. And it might go to sudden death next week. I don't know. All I know is it's really, really exciting. And also on the program today, Rick Hummel, the Hall of Fame baseball reporter for the Post-Dispatch, will be with us. Plus the Lakeside Roofing Exit Poll, the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week, and... I'm blessed enough to have Timberfake texting me all morning to say he's going to stop by the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.
You're not serious.
Yep.
You think he'll have another girl who he's kidnapped? The last one, I think, was a kidnapped victim. And she had that Stockholm syndrome where she began to empathize with him.
Is this Tony?
His new girl is Tony.
Now, because I get all the notifications, I don't know how to turn them off. I see all these posts about Tony on the fan page. Mm-hmm. And she seems to be a very attractive woman.
She does. I don't know what's going on. He must be hung like Lexington Steel.
He's dated several highly attractive girls.
I can't figure it out.
Well, I think part of it is just the fact that he will walk up to anyone and say anything and doesn't really care, you know, what they think of him. That's what keeps most people, I think, from performing better socially is the fear of rejection. And for fear of people thinking that you're
you got to
kind of
shoot to score.
Odd.
It's Mike Rito. Michael Scott of The Office said that.
I know who Sean Campbell was until I just looked at his Facebook and I banged his friend.
See there? That's what he does. Yep. That's what he does.
How do you get to Calhoun County?
Huh. Have you looked at a map yet?
I got to play Annie Oakley tomorrow at Cody's bachelor party. I got to get to Calhoun. Somebody told me I'd take Golden Eagle.
I don't have any clue what you're talking about, mister.
Good read earlier. Why don't you stop yelling so much and just read the read the line?
You just can't. That's
put
one where I was unsure on where Timmy the Tickler was on the FCC. I'm very clear. The F word, it's just not allowed. Mm-mm. It's just not allowed.
No, it isn't. Adam's been suspended. It's suspended a period of 4 days' time.
Now, when we go to Sirius XM Radio, I'll be able to say the F word every three words. But for now, we have to respect that the F word can't go out.
Right.
It just can't.
No.
Anyway, do you know how to get to Calhoun County?
I really don't. Where's Calhoun County?
Well, that was the whole point of the question.
Well, Doug, how about...
I don't know how to get to it from where he is or from where I is because I'm not sure exactly where Calhoun County is.
How about Coy Calhoun?
So coy, so bulged.
The outfielder?
Yeah.
Well, I expect you'd go out west to see him in Anaheim.
Good corner outfielder.
I guess we'll have to look up. It's up to me, I guess, to look up to see where Calhoun County is. Is it Missouri or Illinois?
Nurse?
It's one of the two.
Do we even know that? Okay. You might want to play the time kill music there, Plowsy, while we look up
Shark.
Calhoun County.
Gives me a chance to have a quick bite of my protein bar. Hope you don't mind.
No, you go ahead.
Okay.
I think our listeners, though, they're still frustrated over the Blues. They're swearing. Usually you don't have two people cursing on the same show, Doug.
No. I mean, can we get over it already?
It happens on Frank's show a lot.
I don't think it does.
I'll tell you what. I'm over it. It smarts. But I'm actually excited now to turn my attention to baseball. And although the Cardinals right now, they're not in first place, I do think they're going to be in it in terms of the wild card all season long. So I'm going to sail in for the boys of summer.
I like the way you said that, sir. Look, it's Caller Jordan.
Doug, well, hello, Caller Jordan.
Hey, guess what?
We can hardly hear you. Where are you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better. Hold the phone up to your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm in my car right now. I have Eric in Central West End with me.
Eric in the Central West End, Doug.
Okay.
Now, you know his father, right?
Yeah, I played Indian ball with his father.
And the Crestwood Coyote is his brother, and he makes advances toward you.
Well, he's had occasionally.
Native American balls, Doug.
Well, it was Indian ball back then, and I'll still call it Indian ball today.
Pocahontas ball.
It's just Indian ball, okay? That's what it is. It's two guys. You can fit three there if you got a larger field. It was Indian ball then. It'll remain Indian ball.
What are you guys doing?
Well, what are you doing? You called us.
Bringing heat.
Where are you going?
We're going to Roll Tide.
That means you're going to Alabama.
Alabama.
What the hell would you be going to Alabama for?
Well, that's where Jordan's from.
Well, so why are you going back? She got out of there once.
We're just going to see how it's going down there.
Yeah, see what the word is, Doug.
What could possibly be going in Alabama? What could possibly be happening there?
Spring practice.
Football team's not bad.
No, yeah, the football team is pretty darn good. But they get their players from other places.
Women aren't too bad.
Really? I wouldn't have guessed that.
Well, wow, you think the women of Alabama are not attractive?
Well, I don't know. I haven't spent much time in Alabama.
What states do you think have beautiful women? Florida, California, Arizona?
Idaho?
Maine. Yeah, that's kind of what you think.
Alaska.
I don't know about Maine. You like a girl in topsiders? Maybe Maine is your spot? I don't know. I don't know. Did you guys
are having a pretty good show so far.
Did you call for any particular reason, or are you just on a little drive and you figured you'd check in?
Well, I thought we just, you know, we got some time on our hands. I thought we'd just call in and just kind of chit-chat a little bit.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that.
I mean, Doug, is this a fireside chat with the audience today?
Where are you right now? You wouldn't happen to be in Calhoun County and could tell us where that is. I see that.
We're in Illinois. A little bit rainy. I can't see the mile markers.
Okay.
Maybe just outside of Mount Vernon, I would guess.
Tim, I'm a little concerned. This morning I got a message from Timberfake 2.0 saying that he was using his voodoo doll on me.
He was using his what?
Voodoo doll.
Voodoo doll? He has a voodoo doll?
Yes.
That's perfect.
He has a voodoo doll from New Orleans, apparently, and he was literally saying he was thinking about me and pushing pins into the doll. I don't know what that means.
Sounds like it's time to get Thompson Coburn on the horn again, Doug.
So have you noticed any unusual pains or maladies lately since he's been hitting the voodoo doll with pins? Are you okay?
I feel a little lightheaded, but maybe it's just because I've had a lot of coffee this morning. I don't know, but so far so good.
All right.
Sexy coffee.
Well, he says he's coming in today. We'll ask him about it.
Yeah, but why is he poking pins in a voodoo doll about Caller Jordan?
I don't know.
I don't understand some things.
Probably a Quaalude dream.
Well, that could be. That could be. He's hopped up on something. You kids don't ever do the drugs, do you?
No.
No, just life, Doug.
All right. Well, that's good. So, how long a drive is it to Alabama? Have you seen any Stuckey's lately? Anything? McDonald's, maybe?
Oh, nope. It's about 8 hours.
Oh, it's longer than that to Alabama, isn't it? How fast are you driving?
About 80, 70, somewhere in there.
Slow down a little bit. 80's pushing it. Let's get her down around 75.
All right, I'll set the cruise at 75 for you.
Okay, that's a little safer.
Yeah, that'll be safer for you guys. How long are you in Roll Damn Tide?
Monday.
Just a nice little weekend trip, Doug.
All right. Seems like a lot of driving for just a couple of days.
Well worth it, sir.
Okay, sorry I brought it up.
Caller Jordan, Eric, it's wonderful to hear from you. Doug, it's a fireside chat. The audience is just calling.
I guess. I haven't got a lot on their mind. Just figured they'd check in.
About
50%
of the audience calling in is staying within the boundaries set by the Federal Communications Commission, and we are grateful for that 50%.
Right.
And Caller Jordan and Eric.
You guys think the Cavs are going to close it out tonight?
We haven't even thought about that yet.
I do.
We're concerned about your
trip. It should be on the top of the list.
Well, but it isn't. It isn't. It's NBA, and we don't pay a lot of attention, frankly.
Charlie and I pay attention.
I don't.
I think he's going to win one for the land, for Believe Land.
I do. I do, too. I really do.
You think he's going to have to ship the Dubs or ship OKC, yo?
I think it's going to be OKC.
Yeah.
OKC.
So Steph ain't right, man. Steph ain't right.
Okay, stop that.
It's Day-Day. How about Draymond? Day-Day.
Woo-hoo.
What's in his head, Doug?
I'm just not cool enough to watch the NBA. I just don't have the chops.
I like that accent, Jim.
Thank you very much. Eric in the Central West End, Doug, and he's with caller Jordan, who actually does have an accent.
No, well, not
from Bama.
Much, a little bit.
Roll Tide.
So how far away from St. Louis are you? Are you listening on the radio, or are you podcasting? And I mean podcasting like the Dickens.
I'm still on HD2. Signal strong.
Oh, are you really? Well, you got a new car. You got a new car to have HD radio.
It's a newer car.
Okay.
Ball so hard, university.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sounds like you kids are just having a
I dazzle
time.
The women with my material, don't
you
I?
Do, yeah. You hear it? She was giggling them. There for a while.
That's right. No, that's how good I am. Yeah. Well, you guys have a safe trip, and thank you for calling in on our Fireside Chat Friday. Doug, this is a chance for us to get to know the audience and for the audience to get to know us.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
I feel like it's been a good chat, gentlemen.
I think it has too, Doug.
Well, it's been a fabulous chat. You slow down a little bit and drive safe.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
See ya.
Just call Jordan and Eric in the Central West. Doug, they're driving.
Just heading down Alabama way for like a day, and then you turn right around and come back home.
But caller Jordan, I guess, is feeling lightheaded because Timberfake is sticking pins in voodoo dolls. There's a lot going on.
I'm not a gentleman. I'm a whore.
Ah. Hey, I see Calhoun County is like western part of Missouri, like south of Warrensburg, and it says it's one of the cities is Tightwad, Missouri. Is that a place? Tightwad, Missouri? Have you heard of that?
I haven't.
Tightwad, Missouri.
Donnie.
Hello, Donnie.
Hey, I live in Calhoun County in Illinois.
Oh, there's an Illinois county. Where is that?
Yep. That is north of St. Charles. It's a peninsula. It's surrounded by the Mississippi and Illinois rivers.
Really?
You would really like it up there, Doug.
What do they got up there that I would like?
Well, they'd probably treat you like they do their sheep up there.
Yeah. Mm. Well, they shear them?
No, I wouldn't call that shearing.
Mm. What would you call it? What else would you
mounting?
Do with a sheep? Hey! They don't have a lot of sheep in this region, do they? That's kind of a Scottish thing.
Or in Ireland. You drive around the countryside and you run into sheep. Heads
really?
Up, everybody. Heads up if you're listening in Ireland today.
If you have to be any sort of livestock, I think sheep is what you would want to be, just because they want your hair rather than, like, your ham hocks. I'd be fine if they're going to go ahead and cut my hair, a couple times a month. I'm fine with giving you my hair, but, I don't really want to be sliced into back bacon or anything.
Back bacon. That's a good, strong take, though.
Yeah.
That is a nice take, sir.
If you had to be some sort of livestock, pick sheep.
Yeah, if I were hosting Around the Horn, I would have given Doug like 2 points for that.
Yeah.
Now, as a horse, is that considered livestock?
Probably, yeah. That'd be another good one. Yeah.
Guys, my name is Todd, and I would like Jordan to roll me. Thanks. That's from Miguel Cairo's Egyptian Linen Store.
So roll Todd. Doug, it's a pun.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
Caller Jordan just texted me and says, that horse soundbite has me weak.
She's a little bit bothered by what Timberfake. See, he's already in her head.
I would also think that Timberfake.
What Voodoo's all about, just getting their head.
Right, he's probably doing something even weirder to that doll than just pins.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was hitting on her really aggressively at the golf tournament.
And you're surprised by that?
Well,
in some way?
Doug, you know me, I'm pro human nature, to each their own. But I felt like at that point, I kind of had to say, listen. She has a significant other. They've been together for a while.
Yeah.
She's clearly not interested.
No.
Maybe slow your roll a little, partner.
Way out of your league.
The sex show.
Yeah, maybe.
So what was he
off.
Saying?
I can't. I can't believe how beautiful you are. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. I go, and then he got really close. There's a lot of close talking going on. A lot of words in a matter of seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like there's something else going on that leads to that. But there isn't.
But apparently that works for some of his other guys.
I know. Well, that Tony was supposed to come in studio, but she said she had to work.
Where does she work at? Doug?
How the hell would I know?
She was on set with Pat Paris.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Is she a Team Fredbird girl or something?
I don't know. I don't know who she is.
Well, look her up.
What was she doing on set with Paris?
I don't know. Maybe she's the new anchor.
And this is Timberfake's girlfriend.
I guess so. I thought she's the same girl that he talked about banging in the parking lot of Ameristar, so they got off to a unique start. But I guess that's how a lot of couples are meeting.
I don't know.
Nowadays, these kids.
Right.
Doug, usually you take your time, go on a few dates.
Guys, caller Jordan is a smoke show. Thanks, Stephen Wild, but that's kind of his thing. Yeah. And then I figured they knew each other, but they met each other at the golf tournament. It was kind of awkward because Steve has been texting this in for a while, and I figured they knew each other, but no, it's just he has
Jordan.
Been observing her on Facebook, I guess, and then sends these texts in.
I would love to know when caller Jordan kind of started with the show, people started knowing who she was. You were saying she's attractive. I'd like to know how many friend requests she got from creepy listeners. I bet you it was like 500.
Yeah, or 5,000.
Once a month, Anna Marie will say, hey, do you know any of these people? And then we'll go through her friend requests. And it's just unbelievable. And I don't know who they are, most of them. Sometimes I'll recognize names from the fan pin. And of course, anybody who's a member of the fan page is a friend of mine and a friend of these shows. Mm-hmm. And therefore, a friend of the feather.
So does she accept the friend request or negate them?
Negate the vast majority.
Yeah. I remember when Tawny was here, I think her phone one day actually shut down. No lie, it froze because of all the Facebook friend requests. And that was when, I think that was her second day. I'm not even lying.
It's kind of surprising that our audience would immediately gravitate toward.
And she probably accepted them all because she was about the friendliest, nicest person you could ever possibly meet.
Yeah. She wanted to do a girls' night out with Janie the Lesbian and with Anna Marie and with Andy Hanselman.
How did he figure into that?
I don't know. The cat included him for some reason.
Is he a transgender?
I don't believe so. He has a wonderful voice.
Yeah.
And immediately, of course, we thought, and by we, I mean I thought, that that meant that there was going to be just lesbianism.
Yeah, it couldn't just be friends.
Right. But, I mean, there was going to be a lesbian there.
So did they have their night out?
I don't think so. I think it's still on the docket.
Fell apart while they determined Andy Hanselman's eligibility.
But she wanted to get like a hotel room by the airport. I mean, that strikes me as maybe something's in play.
Maybe they were finna to go out of town?
Maybe they were finna go downtown.
Oh, heavens. That would be an odd location. There's not a lot of...
I need to apologize, so shut up.
Okay, who the hell... Is this
Adam? I messed up. I wasn't thinking, and I said a cuss word, and I wanted to say I'm sorry.
Okay, watch it. Get yourself under control. So
can you take the 4-day suspension off?
Nope.
Oh,
you can't. You can't unsay the word, can you? You can't unsay the word. You can't unsay the word. You think everybody in prison just says, "Hey, I'm sorry. Can you let me out of here?" No.
I'm sure they try it.
Sure they do, and they get told the same thing I just told you. No.
So I was working. I didn't hear if you guys figured out how to get to Calhoun or not.
Well, we just heard there's one in Illinois and there's one in Missouri. Which
one
are you talking about?
It's wonderful.
What's up with, I'm not in the new Salt and Smoke ad. What's up with that?
Doug?
Can I talk to Tom?
He's not here. He's at Salt and Smee.
Oh. Some say love.
A rose.
It is a river that drowns the tender reeds. Some say love. It is a razor that leaves your heart to bleed.
You suffer a head injury in the last day or two, Adam?
He's good.
He's very good. He has a wonderful voice. It's a wonderful performance. Bette Midler's The Rose.
Mm-hmm. So what do you have to do in Calhoun County again? I guess he's done. He just walked away. He didn't hang up the phone. He just walked away. It was a mic drop. He sang a little, and then it was a mic drop.
This is a fireside chat with the audience.
He kind of faded to black, like the Sopranos.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Is that Holston's? Is that the name of the place?
But I could hear him in the background.
Maybe.
Can I address something?
Ladies and gentlemen,
certainly.
The Sea Monster.
You know the show is bad when Sea Monster, out of nowhere, just wants to talk.
That may be getting back on track.
It's a fireside chat.
Adam brought up a point that I'm uniquely qualified to comment on. He is not in the new Salt and Smoke ad.
Uh-huh.
However, he is in the Garrison's ad. In fact, the idea of the official float trip was really his creation.
That's right, because he said he was going on a float trip with Larry Connors, I thought he said.
Larry Connors isn't going. He's doing Larry Connors USA.
What's that?
It's a show on KTRS, right?
Radio show at night, yeah. So is this float trip going to happen? They're really going to have one?
Garrison's River Resort.
Well, I know there is a Garrison River. It's a fabulous place. They got bunkhouses and tents and everybody. Is a fan page group going to go down there?
That'd be awesome. Say bunkhouse.
I think we're just waiting for your commitment, Doug.
That's right. Are you in?
I won't be going. No. You think I'd go camping with these people?
Yeah.
Something really weird would happen.
What if are you,
you think?
If you went on a float trip with 50 of our listeners, something really odd would happen.
Yes. And yes, it would.
Doug, now they make these tents that are called like tent pods to where all the listeners can connect each other's tents.
Oh, like, just the, like a big, human centipede.
Yes.
I won't be going. Can I be any more clear?
Just give it a shot and
I'm
see.
I'm sure it's a fine place. I'm not a huge fan of the float trip genre as it is. I don't like the serpents. I don't really like being in rivers. I just don't. I know that makes me not a very good Missourian, but I don't care to be in a river. I don't.
Did you read Sea Monsters Links about the serpent?
The one in, what, in Asia, correct?
Yeah.
What, where, in Malaysia, maybe?
Sea Monster?
Nurse?
I heard about this, and then I saw the headline. I didn't read the article.
It, like, shot up through the bathroom floor, right?
And bit a man, Doug. Take a guess where it bit him.
Pee-pee.
Yes.
Getting the peeping.
And there was like a struggle.
Right to the
toilet. I believe there was a struggle. Sea Monster, like a 10-minute struggle.
10 minutes. He put a time on it. I bet it felt like hours.
Could you imagine that? Maybe it was a 10-foot snake. Maybe that's what it was.
I've read of that before where they come up to the toilet.
It was a 4-meter-long python.
So that's like...
I don't do the metric
system.
Was
about 12 feet? No, 10?
That's 12-plus feet.
Holy moly.
A python.
And he had room to get through the pipes?
Big pipes over in Malaysia. They're known for that.
And to come all the way up, and the guy just happened to be on the toilet.
In this story, it says he was taking his morning constitutional.
Don't you look when you raise the... When
it came through the toilet? Oh, yeah. That's
how they get you.
That's tough.
I mean, I tell you, these serpents are bad. They all need to die. All of them.
That would be awful.
This we need to make snakes extinct.
This
I'm
is
sorry.
Kind of impressive, Doug. Just before he passed out from loss of blood, the man grasped the serpent by its head and managed to use a rope to tie it to the bathroom door.
What is a cowboy?
What was he doing in the bathroom with a rope?
I don't know. It is Thailand.
The whole story is kind of shady now, isn't it?
He was doing like some asphyxiation thing, maybe, or something.
Michael Hutchence in excess.
Autoerotic asphyxiation?
Yeah.
I don't think you can handle a 10-foot. I don't think you can handle a 10-foot python, especially if he's been biting your private parts. I don't think he could just grab it by the head and he would calmly accept being tied up to the doorknob. I don't think that would have happened.
Chuck, there's no time frame in the story, though. Right. So I don't have the.
We estimate 10 minutes. We think 10 minutes is the right number to put on it.
Ah!
Plow Shark, can you tell the listeners about the post because they can pony up and watch the Cardinals and the Natitude this weekend?
Well, it's baseball season, boys.
Yeah.
No more hockey, sadly. But you can still get great deals at the post. Every Cardinal game, 22-ounce domestic draft specials, Cardinal ticket giveaways every Tuesday and Friday games, 20% off your bill when you show that Cardinal ticket that said game, free Redbird shots for every Grichuk home run. They also have rolled out their new boxed lunch catering services, great for office and business parties. Visit them online at thepostsportsbar.com. They have two locations, one on Manchester and Maplewood, and their new location, Creve Coeur, at Olive and Old Ballas. Stay posted, my friends.
Plowshark, he is the official plowmaster general, postmaster general of the Post. And man, I can recommend that cheesesteak at the Post. And they got good wingy too. The Post Sports Bar and Grill. Rick Hummel going to join us here on Fireside Chat Friday. Doug, this Fireside Chat has really kind of gone well.
Well, I don't think it has.
Charlie, have you enjoyed the Fireside Chat?
Yes, I like
Thank
shows
you.
Like this. With all due respect, just more than the shows where we're really kind of like sportsy, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like to kind of just sit here, not really think
Talk it
a lot,
over. Talk it over.
Shoot it. Look at that bank shot off
that.
The high glass,
yeah.
Like Zeke, Isaiah Thomas.
What's up, Zeke? What's up, Tim? Yeah.
Doug, Cleveland, though. Good chance that they break that streak.
Cleveland.
1964, the last championship. That was what, the Jim Brown, Cleveland Browns.
Yes, it was. Yeah, Frank Ryan at quarterback, I believe.
Damari Carroll's last stand tonight.
And when the playoffs started, we all thought, well, this is going to be the Warriors again.
Yeah. They were even money. People were jumping all over that.
And they're not going to get to the Western Conference Finals, or so it seems.
We got KD and Russ.
What's up, KD? What's up,
Tim? Would you kind of like to see Cleveland win?
I would. I really would. That city
deserves
it.
It's a great final no matter what, you know.
Especially if Cleveland's healthy. Because I think if Cleveland was healthy last year, if they had Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, I'm not saying they would have beat Golden State, but it would have been a much better series.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy watching. And as sad as I am about the Blues, I will probably watch at some point the Penguins and the Sharks.
See, I'm much more...
I'll watch that.
You're much more into the NBA Finals. I look forward to both of them, actually. But it's just tough to watch. It was tough last night. I'm like, God, I don't want to flip over and see it because I really was... Just picturing being at the Scott Trade Center, whether it be Game 5 or Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, and no matter what, we would see the Cup skating around the Scott Trade Center, of course, ideally, with the Blues hoisting it. But at the very least, you're going up against Sidney Crosby playing for the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
I can't let go of it. I can't let go. I want to let go. I want to let go.
But you can't.
I can't, not at this point. And at some point, I will. I'm still a little irritated about the 2002 NLCS.
You can't let go of that 14 years later.
Rick White, Steve Klein, Kenny Lofton, the whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
If Fernando Vigna would have scored from second on Edmonds' base hit, would have been a hell of a story. Heck of a year is what Gussie Bush said in 1985.
It's a heck of a year, yeah. Well, I think you're going to have to get over it.
Let's see, on line one, Jason wants to talk to Tim. John wants to talk to Doug on line two. Does anybody want to talk to Charlie? You can call in. It's a fireside chat. 314-880-0808. And if you want to talk to the Plow Shark, we're all taking calls. Maybe you want to talk to Dan the intern.
Mm-hmm.
Sea Monster.
He's right there. Sure. All of us are here.
All right. Yeah, Jason.
Hello, Jason.
All right, guys. Don't be mad at Plowboy, but I gave him a fake name. Timmy the Tickler here.
for heaven's sakes. You've already been suspended.
Yeah, I know, but that wasn't my fault. How was I supposed to know you couldn't say that on air?
Well, you should know.
Yeah, it's just err on the side of caution, Timmy the Tickler. Yeah.
All right, anyway, let's go back to the subject. Lana Rhodes, Tim, you're better than this.
You got to be kidding me.
I really don't think she's anywhere near some of the stars out there today.
Oh, you're out of your mind on this.
Rachel Starr? Think about how good she
Lana Rhodes is better than Rachel Starr.
Okay, Madison Ivey, remember her?
Madison Ivey is ill and probably not going to return to the industry.
Well, I know the car wreck put her down, but let's cross our fingers. I think she's making a comeback, Tim.
Doug, what do you think?
What happened to her?
It is.
She got in a car accident. She was bigger than Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, did she love that big-nosed guy?
Mm. Okay, see.
They were dating?
Well, Doug, who's your favorite porn star?
I don't really have one. Star? I don't have one.
Lady journalism, what a loser.
I don't really have a favorite. I don't have a favorite. I don't know.
If you saw that Lana Rhodes, you'd be like, aight.
Okay.
How did they give you a salary for this show, Doug? You don't bring anything to the table.
Who says I get a salary? This is community service I'm working off.
Fine, then let's go to the White Rascal. Who's your favorite porn star?
See, the guy, you got to understand, though, Timmy the Tickler, the guys who have legitimate jobs in television, they have to play it a little safer. Not to say that they'd be able to rattle off adult film stars anyway. So I'm going to stand in front of my compadres here and not put them in the awkward spot where all of a sudden somebody at the 2 Fox or the 4 Fox says, hey, stop acting like a pervert on the radio. That's where I come into play.
All right. Well, then last thing, I guess, I just want to be off of the suspension log. Doug
another guy asking for an apology.
Sorry, no. You misbehaved, and now you'll pay the price.
Whoa! Misbehaved? I said I didn't even say anything.
You cursed.
Bad.
Discipline. Discipline is the thing. You can't go on the radio. Can't go on live radio and curse.
I didn't curse.
You're surprised by this?
I didn't curse. I said the word boobies.
No, you didn't say that word, though, baby. You didn't say that word.
You didn't.
Okay, so the little dirtier version of the word.
You can't talk dirty on the radio. Sorry.
Oh, my God, Doug. What's wrong with you?
Well, nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with you. Your name is in the Ragazzi suspension log, where it'll stay for a period of 2 days' time.
I would love to be a fly on the wall when you are making love to your wife, Doug.
Oh, my word.
You're probably like, oh.
Okay.
Pot him down! He just got another 2 days.
I kind of wanted to hear where he was going with that, though.
Timmy,
even though it was disrespectful,
has been suspended, and the charges have been trebled. He's now been suspended a period of 6 days' time, and his name went into the Rogozny suspension logule. Stopped by before the Cards game, close to downtown near I-44 and Kings Highway. That's right, Rogozny's on the hill.
We have the Bud Light presentation of the third annual Inside STL Wiffle Ball Tournament on Saturday, June 25th. It is 11 a.m. throughout the day. Charlie's in, maybe, but I know Doug's in. Can count on Doug. And Steve Stoles is our pitcher. He's an outstanding pitcher. Mm. And we're excited to face Lawa in the championship game.
You think we're going to get there, do you?
I think so. I like where we are. I think Charlie's a nice big bat to add to the club.
How far did you get last year?
We won a couple games.
Yeah, it poured down rain.
Yeah, but the year before, I think we advanced to the tournament. We got out of our group.
Yeah, we did get out of the
group. You can sign up at InsideSTL.com. I think it might be sold out, but if not, there may be a couple spots left, and it's going to be a food festival all day with a variety of restaurants selling their wares. You like that? Selling their wares?
I don't really care for that.
InsideSTL.com. It is the third annual InsideSTL Wiffle Ball Tournament presented by Bud Lights. Looking forward to the festivities, and Charlie, Doug, I shipping everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, welcoming to the program right now from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and CBS Sports 105.7 HG2 920 and InsideSTL.com. Rick Hummel, Commish, good morning.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Very fine. Thank you so much. Cardinals got a good pitching performance again from Mike Leake, but unfortunately they weren't able to do much offensively themselves, and so they lose once again. And in a week that'll be a good barometer, facing three against the Cubs and four against the Nationals.
Yeah, that's a hard week when you don't have all your starting pitching pitching the way it should be. I mean, Leake doesn't pitch anymore in this series, and Wainwright pitches Saturday. So Garcia goes tonight, and Walker goes Sunday. So they're going to have to get some better starts from just two guys here.
Leake got off to such a rough start, but certainly has turned it around. What's he doing now that he wasn't doing in the first month of the season?
Well, sometimes it's just as simple as throwing strike one. He gets ahead in the count. He can use his arsenal of sinkers and sliders and changeups to a little bit more advantage than if he's pitching behind a lot and has to come in with the pitch that the hitters perceive as coming. So this is a guy they signed for the big money, and this is, you know, the kind of thing you should expect. A lot of innings and not many pitches in those innings.
And Commission, another home run for Ledmys Diaz. I think we all didn't expect him to hit 400 like he was early in the season. He's cooled off a bit since, you know, early on, and also that move to the two hole. But still, overall, one of the best rookies in the game, and a guy who looks like he's going to be around for a while, not just a flash in the pan, really.
Well, the last week or so, too, Charlie, he's played splendid defense. That catch he made in short left center field the other day and starting a double play. And this, the balls he's come in on, throwing guys out at first, he's a whole different defensive player than we saw the first 5 or 6 weeks of the year.
I see they've got Peralta taking some time at third base in the minors. What do you think is up their sleeve with that?
Well, I think they have not anything concrete in mind. I think both those guys will play shortstop, and probably both of them will play somewhere else. Peralta has started over 200 games at third base in the big leagues with Cleveland and Detroit, so this is not a new spot for him, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's his spot for next year. That's kind of what they had in mind, I think, when they signed those guys the same year anyway, that Peralta would play shortstop a couple, 3 years, and Diaz would play shortstop after that. So this is pretty much the program, although Diaz took a little while to get here.
Well, then you're talking Carpenter going to second?
Or first. You know, the first base situation will be different next year. Adams and Moss both won't be here, that's for sure. Holiday, you don't know if he's going to be here. So Carpenter could play either second or first, or he could play the outfield.
Yeah, I guess it would come down to who would you rather have in the lineup, Colton Wong at second or Matt Adams, Brendan Moss at first?
Maybe, yeah, or Holiday on the club at all. You know, there's a big option there, and he's going to have a big season, which he might have. His power numbers are good so far to come back on for $17 million next year. But Moss is will not be here.
Commission, it's a good problem to have, and obviously with Peralta being hurt, it's been easier right now with Ledmys Diaz. But with Peralta coming back, it is kind of interesting because even though if you looked at Diaz as the shortstop of the future, I don't even think the Cardinals would tell you they expected him to play this well. So obviously you have Colton Wong and you have Jerko at second and you have Matt Carpenter at third. You have a lot of moving parts, but I'm not thinking they expected Ledmys Diaz to be this much of a factor that they'd have to, you know, shift around other guys midway through the season to keep him in the lineup.
Well, no, they'd send him out in spring training with 2 weeks to go. When Peralta had his surgery, they immediately moved to sign Tejada, and Tejada and Jerko were going to be their shortstops. They didn't figure Diaz would be here until the middle of the year. And His bat says he plays here right now. That said so from the beginning of the season, his first couple games. His glove and his arm works in progress, but much better. And when Peralta comes back, I'd be okay with Diaz is short and Peralta at third on occasion, maybe on a regular basis.
With some of the other starting pitchers struggling, you know, Waka and Martinez, Garcia even the last couple times out, you think there's going to be a temptation to reach down and see what Alex Reyes has got, or will they let that go for a while?
Well, there's always going to be that temptation, Doug, but I think that he needs more starts. He's only had one. I think he's probably due to pitch today again. He's going to need three or four more, I would presume. And you're not just replacing guys. You've got all-star pitchers that have struggled here. Waka and Martinez were both on the all-star club last year, and Garcia had an all-star type season if he pitched the whole season. So this is the best five you've got. You're going to have to ride this out for a little bit.
You think we'll see Reyes before the end of the year at some point?
Oh, no question. But I thought, and I think they thought, when they brought him up, you're going to see him in the bullpen as one of those live arms to come in like Martinez was, you know, a couple years ago. I don't think they envisioned him as a starter for this year, but now they may have to look at that a little differently.
And, Kamish, by the way, Doug only cares about Reyes because he just picked him up for his fantasy baseball team.
Yeah,
I want to let you know that.
There seems to be a lot of uncommon interest there, yes.
Yeah.
I was wondering, though, and I'm not saying that Michael Waka is hurt, but we've seen this in years past with a younger pitcher. Maybe he's tired. Maybe there's something mechanical. Could you foresee, you know, if Reyes does throw another couple outings and he seems to be ready in the, you know, sooner rather than later, and if Waka continues to struggle, you could see some type of short DL stint just to try to get him right, and maybe Reyes could come up for a few starts.
Or you could put somebody in the bullpen. I mean, Waka and Martinez, there's no reason to differentiate. Those two guys, they've both been bad lately. Yeah. So I would think you could put – if Reyes has a couple more big-time outings where he strikes out eight and allows two hits over five or six innings, you got to look at it, of course. But you don't want to rush him. You want to make sure that the first time he comes up is the last time he comes up.
This national team is pretty impressive, aren't they? You think they're going to be there right to the end?
I think they're going to win the World Series when the season started. I mean, that depended on Strasburg being better. Well, he's 8-0. That's pretty good. And to go with Scherzer, kid last night is good. Rourke is good. Gonzalez is good. They got a nice five. Papelbon, for being kind of a loose cannon maybe sometimes in the clubhouse and on the bench, you know, nobody much likes him, but he gets people out as the closer. And their offense has not produced really the way you thought it would. Harper's hitting .245, but here's Daniel Murphy hitting like he did in the National League mid playoffs last year.
It was funny, too, to watch the game last night. I know there's been so much talk over the years about Dusty Baker and overusing pitchers. And they showed the graphic on the game that Ross, I guess his average start was 92 pitches. And, you know, he threw 110 yesterday, and there was a spot there in his final inning where he's only got one out, and you're thinking, okay, is he going to push this young, talented pitcher? And it just seemed to work out yesterday where he got the double play ball, got out of that. Same thing with Rivero the next inning where they didn't play the matchups. Dusty kind of just stuck with his guy. And it worked out last night, but we also know over the years Dusty's got a lot of criticism for the way he maybe overuses his pitchers in the bullpen.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking that during that inning, Charlie. Yeah. I would have gone to a change. Maybe Dusty doesn't trust his right-handed relief there. I don't know. Rivero throws very well from the left side, but I don't know about the setup guys ahead of Papelbon, although the stats say the last month or so their bullpen from top to bottom has been wonderful. So I thought they should have got him there, and Dusty was right, though.
Rick, the Cardinals sit at 24-24. That's getting to be a pretty big sample size now. Do you think this is what we're in for the season? Is this a .500 team, or would you expect better than that?
Well, they're 24-24 with Martinez and Waka losing 10 games in a row. You know, that's not going to continue. They're going to win games. Who would have thought each guy would have a five-game losing streak at the same time? So, yeah, they'll be, I think, considerably better than that. You're going to get Peralta back. You're going to have Carpenter back. I mean, Carpenter for two games is not a long loss, but they lost them both. So your lineup is going to be intact here in another couple weeks. In fact, you're overflowing with talent, even if Adams has to be out for a while. We don't know about that. But their pitching is going to be better. I mean, they don't have five guys better than the five they have right now. Who would you have got before the season started to plug into the rotation that would have improved it a lot? Not many people.
Yeah, they wanted David Price, but he hadn't done much with the Red Sox either, has he?
No, I mean, they spent the money on Leak instead. I mean, they thought they had Price. and they thought they had Hayward, or they had a good shot at Hayward, and that turns out that Hayward is no better for the Cubs the first part of the season than he was for the Cardinals the first part of last season.
I guess this maternity or paternity leave with Carpenter, that's written into the players' union deal, is that right?
Yes, yes. And even though he didn't ask for it until, I guess, officially Thursday. Thursday counted as a day off. Wednesday counted as a day off. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he should be back tomorrow. And Garcia at least knows he's going back this time. He's had a tough run. The guy's 7 for 11 or something like that, and he can't stay in the big leagues.
Yeah, I don't know how you justify that. I don't know who else ought to go down, but you do feel bad for a guy. All he does is hit. And
well, Tejada's the better defensive player, though. That's why you could say, well, one guy's hitting 100 and one guy's hitting 600. Well, Tejada's a much better defensive player is why he's here.
I guess. It just seems to me they need the bat more than they need another shortstop. But what do
I
know?
Well, the way they're going with their offense, though, Garcia wouldn't get a lot of time to pinch hit, even the way their other pinch hitters have gone. But he's a guy you'll see back later this year, and of course in September when you can expand the rosters again.
Rick Hummel, the Post-Dispatch, the Hall of Famer with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Cardinals and Nationals, three more this weekend in Washington, and then off to Milwaukee they go before heading back to St. Louis. Commish, always great to hear from you. Thank you for the time this morning, sir. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Rick Hummel with us on the Appliance Discounter phone line. Sounds like you're looking to pick up Greg Garcia as well for the Prime Ministers.
Well, no, I don't think he gets any at-bats. Not enough at-bats.
But when he does, he gets hit 75% of the time.
You've got to be saying, what do I have to do? What exactly do I have to do?
But Doug, and I love Greg Garcia, but he's kind of that 25th, 26th guy in the roster. Now for him, maybe it makes sense down the road to go to a team that's not as good, and maybe he could play a lot more and get that big league salary.
Probably so. I'm just not sure what Tejada brings necessarily, why you need to keep him.
Well, he's a true shortstop. I don't know that Garcia, although he's played a lot in the minors, especially this last time down, I think he's more of a true second baseman.
No, but he's probably good enough for the spot duty you would use him for.
It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After here on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM. We've already had our Acorns Golf Link, 7 o'clock hour. Rick Hummel joined us on the Appliances Counter phone lines. If you miss anything, it's up for you on InsideSTL.com. You can podcast like the Dickens. You can listen on HD2 like caller Jordan and Eric are as they make their way to Roll Tide.
Just briefly.
Alabama.
It's going to kind of go and tag up and then come on
home. It's a quick trip for an eight-hour drive.
Seems longer than that.
You get three nights out of it. They're leaving early. They'll probably get there about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. You got Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night.
It's a pony down there.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Memorial Day weekend, Doug.
Been to Alabama enough to know that it's a pony.
Thank you. I
would think the university. I think Tuscaloosa's probably fun. I don't know where else you'd want to go in Alabama.
It's her hometown.
Yeah.
She wants to see the family.
Amen. Okay. Thank you,
Charlie. Have a barbecue.
Right. Thank you, Charlie.
Go to the pool. Play some, maybe some washers.
Maybe mumbly peg.
Some bean bags.
Yeah.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Okay, sounds. Why don't all of us go to Alabama then? Why don't we all go down to Alabama?
If that's
the party spot of the Western Hemisphere.
I'm trying to think if I've ever been to Alabama.
I went to SEC Media Days in 1999, sir. Covered T. Martin, who was later asked about on our program by a producer to a fan of the Volunteers as to whether or not this fan would have an MMF with him. And I didn't know that was going to happen when I was covering the SEC Media Days.
What was his response? I don't remember.
He made it clear that he wasn't interested.
Oh, okay.
What was his name again?
Rondo.
Rondo. I like him.
Him and producer Joe. Fast friends is what they were.
I think it was the day where I was filling in for you because we caught up with Rondo, I want to say last fall. And it wasn't as fun because he's clearly grown up and matured. He doesn't have the bed sheets anymore.
We don't need any of that.
And I think
we don't need maturity.
Exactly.
Right.
He's maturity
still good
ruining
he's
the
trying
show.
To be a musician, and he plays music for
Quit,
a band and all that.
You old bastard. Get this mother off the field. Derek Dooley, the car he drives, Barbara Dooley for giving birth to his abomination ass, type of milk that he buys to pour on his little children's corn pops and sugar smacks. His hairstyles. His hair.
That's the Rondo that I'll remember.
That's the one.
Doug, that's the Southeastern Conference of which we are now a proud part of.
But we had Rondo on the show. We're expecting like a fun conversation. He was all serious, talking about his job.
Well, he thinks like, he's a legitimate analyst.
We did not have you on for this.
No. We want to watch you wig out over a Tennessee loss and then ask you which Tennessee quarterbacks you'd like to sleep with. Mm-hmm. And then we're done. Then we got to get back to our fireside chats. Hasn't this fireside chat Friday been wonderful?
I don't know that it has.
It's kind of a potpourri.
Wow, breaking news. Just received this regarding the St. Gabriel School picnic.
Uh-oh.
It's off.
Horrible news. This is from Cal Kennedy, one of my best sources.
Oh, he runs it, does he?
He's just one of my best sources.
Okay.
Horrible news. No Friday picnic this year. Fungo couldn't get enough bigwigs on board.
Ah.
Fungo?
He's a guy who calls in and yells at Doug about the officiating at St. Gabriel's.
Right. Well, they cooked the books there.
It's a serious charge, sir.
So they tried to get the priest and some of the other people that run the church to agree to a Friday night extension.
Right.
On the St. Gabe's picnic.
That's right.
And they put the kibosh on that.
Well, apparently a lot of the bigwigs weren't on board.
So is it all day Saturday?
Why wouldn't you
then
be on board? A lot more
all day Saturday, Charlie. 10 a to 10 p, finishing with a wonderful fireworks show right across the street from my parents' house.
Now, do you go there for the whole day?
I usually don't get up until 12:30 on Saturdays, but you know, after I shower up, do my hair, get over there around 2 or 3.
And what, you eat some barbecue, drink some beer?
Couldn't be happier.
Stand around, or you take a lawn chair to
live music?
Sit?
What is it?
There is live music. There's gambling and booze right in front of the church, the way we want it.
I bet it's pretty good people watching there.
What do you mean by that? What are you trying to say?
Well,
don't you make a snide remark about South City?
It's kind of an eclectic area.
What do you mean by that? Charlie, I see where this is going, and I'm not going to let it happen.
It's kind of a fun mix of people.
Thank you, sir. Absolutely.
I've never been.
Come on. I think Jess would love it.
When is it again?
Doug, when is it?
Hell, I don't know. I used to go to the St. Peter's and the St. Catherine's.
St. Peter Kirkwood?
Yeah.
If I were to have young tykes, I think that's where the kids would go.
Really?
Yeah. But I can't get hard. Yeah, Big Al.
I got Cialis, Timmy.
There you go. Yeah, you were offering that up at the golf tournament. I just remembered that.
Yeah, two for 25.
He's
hey,
peddling erection medication at our golf
tournament. That's nice highly illegal. That's highly illegal, Al.
Shut up, Doug. Nice job in San Jose. Way to bring a winner home, Doug.
Selling prescription medication can put you in jail.
I was teasing Doug. It's a joke.
All right.
Nice job ahead. In San Jose, by the way, but your hair did look better.
Was it? Yeah, you didn't like it the last time I was out.
No, it looked like a Brillo pad. Hey, Charlie, before I get away, happy birthday tomorrow, buddy, me and you.
Thank you, buddy.
You're 34 bills, Charlie?
Is your birthday tomorrow as well?
Yes, sir. 54. Oh, happy 1962, birthday. 1 in the morning. That's why I'm a night owl.
How about this? We're exactly 20 years apart.
Wow. Wonderful.
I know it. Timmy, Joe would be proud of what you're doing for his daughter, man. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you, Big Al.
I'm proud of you, bud.
That's very
kind
of
you. He would be proud of you, too, and I'm proud of you. So good job. Doug, what are you doing for the community?
That's exactly right.
If you hesitate, it means
nothing.
I'm
serving up journalism by the heaping spoonful.
Good job, Doug. But anyway, I just want to say good job, Doug. Way to bring a winner home.
Mm.
And you missed my rant, and I lit him up. And actually, I went out and was hanging with Twister yesterday and played him in the podcast. He said, "You said that on the radio?" I said, "Damn straight I did. You got a problem with that?"
What'd you say?
Nope.
What'd you say?
I told him Barkley Plager would have been embarrassed of the effort they put out there. And that it was sickening, and that they needed to bring it, and that, yeah, maybe they're a better team, but I saw Pittsburgh come back and go rabid dog game 6 and 7, they're in the playoffs.
You don't
we're
ring
we.
The bell for yourself.
We're getting ready to play golf because we don't have the effort that the Penguins did, and I said that on the air, and then I replayed it for Twister. He said, "You said that." I go, "Yeah, you got a problem with it?" He goes, "No, buddy, that was freaking awesome." But he didn't say freaking because the FCC's listening. They monitor everything we do.
Timmy,
I know you're against the break. Have a good weekend, boys. Everybody be safe out there. All my fans, celebrate my birthday. Have a shot for me tomorrow. And I will see everybody Tuesday, God willing.
All right, happy birthday, Big Al.
Thanks,
Big
buddy.
There he is.
Happy B-Day.
How do the listeners know the clock? It's the second person to say, "Hey, I know you got to go to a break."
They listen too much.
I don't even know I got to go to a break. Thank you, Seamaster. Thank God for the listeners. You got to be on board with the listeners because they remind me I have to go to a break. If I didn't know about this from the listeners, we would just keep doing 3 straight hours, Doug. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Maybe we could do 4 hours today.
No, that's way too much radio. 3 is pushing it. 2 would be better. 1 is preferable.
1, though, to drive in just for 1 hour doesn't feel like...
It's like driving down to Alabama for 2 nights.
Yeah. You got to do at least 2.
Similar to that. Well, we say all we really need to say in about 10, 15 minutes.
Caller Jordan just texted me and says, yes, road trip to Bama with the TMA listeners. We can rent a bus and Doug can drive. So there you go.
I got to drive.
In all seriousness,
way.
How fun would it be? Now, I don't know, really want to go with the TMA listeners, but how fun would it be to take an RV, Doug?
Byerly.
Me and my buddies did this. Rosenante, sir. We went to Ole Miss. Mm. Take the RV down to Alabama for a Saturday football game.
Wow. Tuscaloosa. I think caller Jordan and Eric in the Central West End are going to the Ole Miss Bama game in Tuscaloosa this year. We're talking about maybe going with them. Let's do it. Let's bring the family down there. Mi familia.
Or
in a big Byerly trailer.
Rosinante even.
How about Ohio State at Oklahoma?
Oh, Doug, down to Norman we go.
I could see the Rosinante trip starting with a lot of laughs, and then you cut to like an hour later with it on the side of the road with the steam coming out of the engine, and we don't know what to do with ourselves.
Like with Clark W. Griswold and Ellen.
Similar. Do we have to break?
Audrey? I don't know.
When my buddies pick me up in their RV, they rented it in Chicago. So they drive down, pick me up in St. Louis, which in an RV took them about 6 hours, mm-hmm. about halfway to get to Ole Miss. And half of my friends were already passed out. I got on the RV. I met him in Collinsville. I parked in a hotel parking lot so they wouldn't have to get off the highway, basically.
Yeah.
And I brought like seven Little Caesars hot and ready pizzas. And like I said, three of them were already passed out from drinking the whole 5 or 6 hours.
Nice. Mm. That's a nice little pony.
Is it hard to drive a big RV? It's got to be a whole lot different than a
They had
car.
A driver. They paid a driver. Really? He was real creepy.
That's hot.
And he had to stay with us.
It's not that hot.
No, it's getting hotter.
It isn't hot.
No, it was already hot.
It was weird. He was a weird dude.
See, I just get my wireless card, and then I'm playing online poker the whole time. That's the move. I think this could really work.
Card games going, playing euchre, drinking. We had about 10 people. It was fun.
I think we're going to do this. Doug, you willing to drive?
I may have to drive just to keep us all alive.
I think John Vaughn would be happy to join us.
He'd
be a father-son weekend trip with the listeners.
Mm. And you're talking about going to Ole Miss for a Mizzou game?
I think, no, this is a Roll Dam hosting Ole Miss.
Oh, I want to go to a Missouri game.
Missouri plays Death Valley. Saturday night in LSU.
That'd be fun.
Probably be 11 a.m. game. Gers might have two losses on the board by the time they get down to Baton Rouge. Well,
wouldn't it still be more fun if it was a Missouri game? I don't have any interest in watching Alabama play Mississippi.
Yikes, you hate caller Jordan. Roll Tide.
I don't hate her, no. I have a team. My team is Missouri. I would want to watch them. I'd go any road trip on them would be fun.
What about Kansas, Kansas State?
No, I don't want to watch Kansas play Kansas State. I don't.
Why do you hate Bill Snyder?
I don't hate Bill Snyder, although I hear he's not a very friendly fellow.
Why do you hate whoever's coaching Kansas right now?
I don't hate them.
In probably his first year, fresh out of a high school.
What's Mangino doing?
Eating.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, that guy.
He must have been a good coach to get that program. They were number one in the country for a day or two, weren't they?
Yeah, until the Gers met him at Armageddon at Arrowhead, November something or another, 2007.
Mm-hmm. How could Kansas possibly be at the top of the rank? Kansas.
That is pretty amazing.
That game, that whole thing, I think it's my favorite sporting event I've been to. It really was something else. Hey, we do have to break. Thanks to Big Al for reminding me. I understand Timberfake is here, and he's wearing women's sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. Yellow frame.
And a George Michael shirt.
Circular.
So
yeah.
I assume he already has bottomed or will be bottoming at some point within the next hour or two. Mm. But before he does that, he is going to join us in the Gateway Buick GMC. Not sure why.
No.
But he's here, and it's wonderful. It's a Fireside Chat Friday. The listeners are interacting. We welcome them to continue to do so. It's wonderful because over the last 6 weeks, it's been a lot of Blues, Stanley Cup playoff coverage, a lot of talking with guests. And now we're kind of spreading our wings, Doug, and, mm-hmm. and getting to know the listeners and where they are and how they're doing.
And it's been disappointing to this point in the show.
There have only been four dropouts of calls because of vulgarity.
Right. Maybe we shouldn't go to the phone. The phones are poison.
It's the Tease Farms, 9 o'clock hour. Tease Farms, the official shrub sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Just like Salt and Smoke is the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And caller Adam is unhappy that he is no longer in the spot. But he is in the Garrison Resort flow trip spot. So we'll have all of that coming up, plus another huge email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Can you compete with Stephen Wilde? Can you compete with Misty Plaps? Can you compete with Matt Who Bowls and Hanks? Fire away. Everybody's welcome. It's like a CYC game. Everybody's welcome. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Plus, we have the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week, the Lakeside Roofing Exit Poll. It's all coming up in a monster Tease Farms 9 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.